You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to pursue sound doctrine, to discern truth and error, and to become faithful disciples of Christ, because life and truth matter. This is a live program, and we invite your calls. So dial toll-free 888-ASK-HANK. Numerically, that's 888-275-4265. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And I've been waiting for this day since we started rebuilding our studio. I'm not only talking to our live audience on radio, satellite radio, terrestrial radio, iHeartRadio, the Christian Orthodox Network, and much, much more. So we're not only reaching people through the venue of radio as we have for 30 years, but we're also reaching people now through social media platforms. I was talking about this to our Bible Answer Man Facebook listeners before I went on the air, but it's an absolutely fantastic thing that you can go to the Bible Answer Man Facebook page and you can see what's going on in the studio. You can also follow us on YouTube or Twitter. So there are a lot of ways in which we're engaging people who are listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and benefiting from the ministry of the Christian Research Institute from all around the world. I got a couple of people in studio with me, my longtime associate, Stephen Ross, who has worked for me, with me, for 27 years now. And my daughter, Christina, who used to be in Hong Kong. She got her master's at Wheaton, and then she went to Hong Kong to teach. And she was teaching Bible there, along with other subjects. But when I contracted cancer, she wanted to come back and be with me. And I'm really, really happy that you're here, because if you were not here, I would be falling all over myself when it comes to the social media platform. So you're really helping me out a lot with those
true
platforms.
Story.
Huh?
Yeah, can it be a truer story? No, Dave is a huge part.
Yeah. Yeah. My son David, yes. I mean, he started the Hank Unplugged podcast, which the very first one I did with Frederica Matthews Green, it reached number 6 in the religion space on iTunes. That was the number 1, and we've done many, many since then, maybe 20. But as we open the Bible Answer Man broadcast, do remember the number to dial to get your questions answered on the broadcast, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265, our contact information box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, on the web, equip.org. A lot of ways that you can engage the ministry of the Christian Research Institute. But I want to say a couple of things as we get this broadcast kicked off. Again, the number 888-ASK-HANK. The first thing is something that I mentioned earlier. You're writing me a little note. Radio.
Can't hear me.
Huh?
Radio can't hear me.
Radio can't hear you.
Not me.
Okay. We got some stuff going on in the studio here as we're integrating social media with the radio. But we've been doing the broadcast, the radio broadcast, for almost 30 years, not quite, and reached literally millions of people from all around the world. And as I was saying to our Facebook listeners, a good friend who is a prophetic voice in my life, his name is Elijah, appropriate for a prophetic voice in your life. He told me that the future is really in your hand with social media. Keep doing terrestrial radio. Keep doing satellite radio. Keep doing the things that you're doing, but add to the mix social media platforms. On the basis of that and a lot of prayer, we redid our studio, and today is the maiden journey in which we're trying to meld the two. And we'll have some technical challenges along the way for a while, although we've got the best staff you can imagine when it comes to technology and making all this coordinate well. But a couple of things that I mentioned before bear repeating for a radio audience. 2 billion Facebook users, 1.5 billion monthly registered YouTube users, 284 million are using social media platforms like Twitter. So if you want to reach people around the world, you have to use digital media platforms. A couple of things that I thought I'd do on our maiden voyage, as it were, is reiterate those things that we've always stood for. The first is that we have an acronym. That acronym is EQIP. Our website is called equip.org, and you can get all the materials that I talk about on the broadcast at equip.org. But there's a reason that I chose EQIP. It is because we are called to equip God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ might be built up and strengthened. I'm trying to watch all the little dials here in terms of how much time I have. So we are called to equip. So I use EQIP as an acronym, and I've done this for a long time. The E stands for essentials. I have always and will always be committed to the essentials of the historic Christian faith. In other words, in essentials, unity; non-essentials, liberty; and in all things, charity. The Q in the acronym EQIP has to do with questions. We exist to answer people's questions, which is to say, we have to be ready always to give an answer, a reason for the hope that lies within us, with gentleness and with respect. The U augments that point by underscoring the fact that we're attempting to be user-friendly. In other words, take the complex, make it simple, and make it transferable. The I stands for integrity. Integrity in both doctrine and in practice. It's what Paul told Timothy: watch your life and your doctrine closely, persevere in them, because if you do, you'll save both yourself and your hearers. And let me tell you, we live in an age in which internet lies travel halfway around the world before truth has had the chance to put its boots on, meaning that you can hear all kinds of rumors, all kinds of lies with respect to integrity in doctrine and practice. But remember, we're called to use discernment. I'll give you one of those lies. When I joined a local Orthodox fellowship of believers, deeply committed to the Lord, to renewal worldwide, I woke up the next day to read a headline that said, Hank Hanegraaff left the Christian faith. And what astounded me, after writing more than 25 books, being on radio, being the head of a research organization for as long as I have, what astounded me is there were people that actually bought into this narrative. So this is a time in which people need to carefully discern between wheat and chaff, heat and light. So I talked about essentials, the E, questions, the Q, user-friendly, the U, integrity, the I, and the P represents parachurch. And the reason I have always wanted to stress that is because I'm deeply committed to what's called ecclesia. I'm deeply committed to the gathered, to the body of Christ. I'm deeply committed to the fact that Christians can never function apart from the body of Christ. In other words, Christianity is not a me and my Bible kind of expression. Christianity ultimately means that we are knit together with the body of Christ. I cannot do without you, and you cannot do without me. Now, Paul points this out in Romans chapter 12. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage. If it's contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is showing mercy, let him do so cheerfully. If it's leadership, let him govern diligently and so forth. Love has to be sincere. So Paul says we have different gifts, and without you in the body simply does not function as it ought to function. Well, that gives you a little bit of an idea of what our mission is codified around the acronym EQUIP. I also want to mention that I have been, by God's grace, given tremendous health. I went 66 years of my life without having even so much as a cold very often. I mean, I did get a cold every now and then, but by and large, can't remember coming to the studio and thinking I can't do the show because I'm all stuffed up or my throat's sore. God has given me unbelievable health. And then this April, I contracted mantle cell lymphoma. Nobody knows where it comes from. And so I've been going through chemotherapy for this this year, from April 15 on to the present. And yet God has given me the energy and the strength that I've needed to do this broadcast. So I'm deeply grateful that the C in Christ overwhelms the C in cancer. There's a couple other things that I want to highlight for the radio audience. This is old hat. I've mentioned it before, but for those who are listening in to Facebook, the Bible Answer Man Facebook Live page, or other digital media platforms for the first time, want to mention that we are not only committed to truth by equipping people with answers, but we're committed to truth by helping people to be biblically slash historically literate. One of the things that separates people within the body of Christ is a regrettable amnesia about the history of the Christian church. And then, of course, we counter cults. And I'm going to be talking about that when we come back from the hard break on radio in just about two and a half minutes. But countering cults, and this is why I wrote the book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, because Islam is a cult of Arabian paganism, of Judaism, and of Christianity. The quote of the day, which is going to be in the third segment of the radio broadcast, will highlight why that is significant, and how true those words actually happen to be. But there's another side of the coin, which we have endeavored to make plain to people over the recent years, and that is, while truth matters, life matters more. And what I mean by that is that the menu is not the meal. You can fall in love with the menu, but the menu ought to point you to something, and that is the meal. And the Bible ought to point you to something, not something, but someone, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we can have an intimate relationship with Him. And so it's not just the menu, as important as it is to make sure you have the right menu, but it's the meal. And I can elaborate that in a lot of ways, but that meal involves having a divine life. We're called to be partakers of the divine nature. The church has talked about that as deification or theosis. But we can be brought, in fact, we must be brought into fellowship with the Trinity. Ecclesia, which I mentioned before, is part of church life. It is not only important that we have divine life, but that we have it collectively as a body. And then the church has been going through fissuring as opposed to fusing. The answer to the Lord's high priestly prayer is fusion, where we come together, united around the essentials of the historic Christian faith. We're coming to a station break for our radio listeners. Do remember that I am deeply grateful to all of those listening on radio for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. It is your support that allows me to harness these digital media platforms that I've been talking about in the first segment of this broadcast. We are going to a hard break on radio, but if you want to check us out on the Bible Answer Man Facebook page, we'll continue talking to you after we take this break.
For all the debate over Islam and its growing presence in the world, one thing is often overlooked. Islam is not a religion in the sanitized Western sense. It is, in contrast, an all-encompassing socio-political legal matrix that has bred a worldview antagonistic to anything but itself. While there may be millions of peaceful and tolerant Muslims, many of them are neighbors. Islam itself is hardly peaceful and tolerant. Read Hank Hanegraaff's new book, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. We'll be back in just a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The history of Islam is one of wanton carnage and horrific oppression, and it has been whitewashed beyond recognition by our politically correct elites. According to credible sources, 120 million Africans, 80 million Hindus, 60 million Christians, 10 million Buddhists have been slaughtered in the name of Islam. And that doesn't include the millions of Muslims killed by other Muslims. Islam is the only significant religious system in the history of the human race with a socio-political structure of laws that mandate violence against the infidel. Read Hank Hanegraaff's stunning book, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership when you call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife: What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org.
Thank you.
For most Americans, pronouncements from our public officials that Islam is a religion of peace are impossible to reconcile with daily headlines and jarring photos of global Islamic jihadist atrocities. To help you understand the real Islam, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you his new book, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift in support of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and other life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. We now return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. And you are returning to the maiden voyage where we are melding the social media platforms along with the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And this is our, again, our maiden journey. And so we've probably going to have a few hiccups here and there. They'll all come from me. I wish we had a camera on that studio, because we get some incredible guys in there that are helping us with the technical part of the broadcast. In studio with me, Stephen, who's been at my side for so many years, such a faithful friend and colleague. Since I've had cancer, he has anointed me with oil and prayed for me many, many times. My daughter Christina in studio with me today, and Dave, he's kind of like the roving outfielder. You'll see him in and out of the picture from time to time. A couple of testimonies very, very quickly. Johnny, who has reviewed the Bible Answer Man broadcast and given it a 5-star rating, Essential Christianity, a breath of fresh air, thankful for Hank and CRI. Randall says, I love you, man. Only my mother and father have had a bigger impact on my life other than you have. And then Christine, this was pretty interesting. It's not Christina. Close. Christine, she says, this isn't about getting a question answered, but I wanted to reach out to you in regards to your cancer. I believe that God hasn't put a disease on this earth that doesn't have a remedy. And then she says, Kathy would love this. I hope she's not listening, because she's really, really going to watch my diet after this. Diet plays a big role in your health. And Christine goes on to say, I was led to reach out to you. Just as in Christianity and other things taught in our culture, there are a lot of lies circulating around concerning what is healthy. I encourage you to do a little digging. You will be amazed at what you will find. May God bless you. Someone said many, many years ago that we dig our own graves with our knives and forks. So probably Christine's message to me. Theo, you have a son named Theo. Yeah. Theo says, I've been listening to the Bible Answer Man for many years, especially during my commute from work, and have been truly blessed and enlightened by your teachings. God bless your ministry. All of those encouraging testimonies make a difference. I'm going to take some calls, as we always do on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So let's take a call. That's not a Facebook Live call, but a radio call. John, he's listening on Sirius XM 131 in Pinton Falls, New Jersey. Hi, John.
Hey, Hank. How are you? I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you about the Trinity. You know, I want to have a closer relationship with Jesus, and I know in my prayers, I find that when I'm praying, because I want to have a closer relationship with Christ, I get like, I want to say almost guilty because I'm praying to Christ, and I read the Bible, and I read about how Jesus, you know, prayed to the Father, and then I think about the Holy Spirit. So I guess my question is, in prayer, I mean, I want to say wrong, but like, you know, praying to Jesus or praying to the Father, like, how, you know.
Yeah, I think, sure, John. I think what's important is to realize that we're praying to one God revealed in three persons, eternally distinct. So there are subject-object distinctions within the Godhead. And because of that, we can legitimately pray to the Father, we can legitimately pray to the Son, and we can legitimately pray to the Holy Spirit. Our tradition is to pray. And when I prayed before the show today, I prayed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. By the way, when I cross myself, I'm not doing that because I'm superstitious. It is because I want people that can now see me on Facebook to know that I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the cross of Jesus Christ. I've taken up my cross, and I'm daily following him. In fact, in our tradition, I don't know if you'll be able to see this. If you're watching on Facebook, you'd probably be able to see this, but we actually bend over and touch the ground. And when I do that, again, it's not a superstition. I'm doing that because the idea is I'm taking up my cross and I'm daily following Christ. And so we are absolutely committed to not being ashamed of the gospel, saying visibly in a culture in which Caesar worship is now in vogue, not in the sense that they're Caesars, but we're worshiping the culture rather than worshiping Christ, to say, no, I am worshiping the one God revealed in three persons, eternally distinct, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm an ambassador for Jesus Christ. I'm not a secret agent. And I want people to know that I'm committed to Christ, no matter what the cost. And even as I say that, I think about my brothers and sisters in the Middle East, in the Levant, that are losing their life for the gospel because they will not deny Christ. It's easier to do here than it is in other parts of the world where you pay the ultimate price. But back to your question, Jesus taught us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven." So obviously we can pray to the Father. We have biblical prayers in which the name of Jesus is invoked. So we know biblically we can pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we also know that we can thank Jesus for sending the Counselor and thank the Counselor for giving us the wisdom and the insight that we need to live life not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit. So I address the persons of the Trinity individually, because there are subject-object distinctions within the Godhead. And that's why the Trinity is a triad of love, and we've been brought into that fellowship. So it is perfectly acceptable to pray to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But when I pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, although I pray to each person of the Trinity as well. That help, John? Whoops, I think I lost John. I got another John. John in New Jersey, listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, John.
Yes, hi, Hank. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'd like to ask you a question. I see a lot on SBN about Jimmy Swaggart Ministries and the message of the cross, and it seems like he's right on with that message, but I'm not really 100% sure on that, and I just wanted to know what your opinion is of SBN and his ministry.
Well, Jimmy Swaggart has been a mixed bag for a long, long period of time. He has been involved in teachings that run contrary, if drawn to their logical conclusion, to the essentials of the historic Christian faith. So his ministry overall is a ministry that I have not recommended. To the extent that people come to faith in Christ through the ministry of Jimmy Swaggart, I'm very, very happy. But I think that this is one of the areas in which all of us need to learn discernment skills. If we know those discernment skills, we will be able to discern between wheat and chaff and heat and light. And believe me, you need those discernment skills when it comes to the ministry of Jimmy Swaggart. We do have a fact sheet, I believe, that will give you more details if necessary. You can hang on, and we can perhaps give you further information through those fact sheets. I want to take another Facebook question, Sharon, who says, "Hope you will do the audiobook in your voice so much better." You know, I've done so many audiobooks over the years, most of them in my voice, and I actually love doing audiobooks. I hope I have an opportunity to do this audiobook as well. But look, I mean, we had the audiobook done by someone who was a professional. His name is Tom Parks. So he was a professional who did it for HarperCollins, the imprint Thomas Nelson. So did a fantastic job with the audiobook. I mean, there's some words I might have pronounced a little differently than he did. But some of the words were hard to pronounce. I mean, some of them are Arabic words or Arabic phrases, and so you can understand that that might be somewhat difficult. But the book is available not only in hardback, but also audiobook. And as of October 10th, it is available in bookstores everywhere. What do you think?
I think it's great. You can't hear me on radio.
Huh? They can't hear you on radio.
No.
Are they ever going to be able to hear you on radio?
Probably next time. We should need to get a mic.
Oh, you don't have a mic.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have seen that.
Bring me in on Facebook.
Steven, you don't have a mic either. Okay, well, I guess it's all up to me. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, as always, numerically, 888-275-4265. As I've been saying during the broadcast, you can contact the ministry in a lot of different ways, including talking directly to our resource consultants. You do that by dialing 888-7000 and the letters CRI. You can also write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Our website, it's really important. I went through the acronym, but the website's equip.org. It's so important because in an age in which internet lies travel halfway around the world before truth has had the chance to put its boots on, you need to be able to go to, well, a site that's safe, a site that's vetted, a site that you can trust. I have been committed from the very beginning as president of this ministry to doing what we do because truth matters. Following truth wherever it leads, and standing for truth no matter what the cost. And believe me, the cost has been enormous. But we will continue doing that because, as I say on the broadcast, we are the ones, as Christians, we're following the one with a big O who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. When we come back from the station break, of course, Facebook Live, we'll continue on with you. But for our radio listeners, when we come back from the broadcast, the quote of the day, as well as more answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Do you remember, we do what we do because there are people standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. For those who join CRI's monthly support team, be pleased to personalize a copy of my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, to you, a family member, or to a friend. We'll be right back with our listening audience.
Islam is the only significant religious system in the history of the human race with a socio-political structure of laws that mandate violence against the infidel. The current narrative is that to tell the truth in this regard is tantamount to radicalizing Muslims and exacerbating hostilities that may otherwise lie dormant. A common refrain has reverberated throughout the West: Islam is not our enemy. As well-intentioned as this mantra may be, the danger in this stance becomes clear once someone understands Islam in full. Read the new book by Hank Hanegraaff, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife, What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org. So rapid and pandemic has been the decline of biblical literacy and spiritual discernment that our once unimaginable post-truth culture is effectively becoming an anti-truth culture. While the sun is setting on the Western Church, Islam is now the fastest growing religion in the world. This means that it's not simply enough to be aware of this threat. Christians need to wake up, stand up, and speak up. This means being able to counter the outright lies about Islam that otherwise will go unchecked with horrendous consequences. And that's what Hank Hanegraaff's book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, will enable you to do. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, call 888-7000-CRI. Make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. While legions of the theologically clueless and politically correct fall over themselves in their rush to paint a warmer and kinder picture of Islam, you might well be wondering, what's really the truth? Hank Hanegraaff clearly answers the question in his new book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. To receive the book, Muslim, as our thank you for your gift today, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Quote of the day, which we always have in the third segment of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, for those who are tuning in to the Bible Answer Man Facebook page, Twitter, YouTube. The quote of the day is by Robert Spencer. He's the author of many, many books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to Islam and the Crusades, The Complete Infidel's Guide to Free Speech, Not Peace But a Sword, The Great Chasm Between Christianity and Islam. Again, he wrote the foreword to the book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. And the quote of the day comes from Robert Spencer. It's included in the book. Robert writes, "The Quran appropriates half-digested and sometimes dimly understood biblical traditions, generally recasting them in fundamental ways, while often leaving traces of Jewish and Christian theology that remain unexplained in their new Islamic setting. Its teachings on Jesus are a curious amalgamation of material from the New Testament and the writings of heretical and schismatic sects. In a certain sense, well, there's something for everybody. A bit of Orthodox Christianity, the virgin birth, the idea of Jesus, the Word of God, even if improperly understood. A bit of Gnosticism, the illusory crucifixion. A bit of hyper-Arianism, the denial of Christ's divinity. Ibianism, the Quran calls Jesus Messiah, but rejects his divinity, as did the Judaizing Ibionite sect. Again, the quote of the day by Robert Spencer. It is included in my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. This book available for those who support the ministry all this month. Check it out on the web at equip.org. I also want to mention another book and hold it up. You can see I got all kinds of stickies in it because I love this book and I've read it several times. It's called The Last Disciple, The Last Christians, I should say. If you're watching me on Facebook Live, you can see the book. The Last Christians, it was written by Andreas Knopp, and it's stories of persecution, flight, and resilience in the Middle East. These stories are heart-rending, to be quite frank. This is a page-turner, fantastic pictures, incredible resource, again, available for those who support the ministry all this month. I want to go back to the phone lines and talk to Art in Louisville, Kentucky. Art is listening on Sirius XM 131. Hi, Art.
Hi, Hank. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hank, my question relates to the qualifications for serving as a deacon in a church that comes out of 1 Timothy 3. And specifically, how it relates to women serving as deacons in the church. What is your take on that scripture?
Well, you know, I think what probably a better question is what has the church taught on this historically? I think sometimes what we do in the modern world is we are willing to impose our opinions on a historical church that has sought to maintain the practice of the New Testament Christians through the early centuries of the Christian church into the present. So I think that's the important thing. But having said that, there are many different ecclesiologies within the Christian church, and this is a matter of debate. Some Christians believe that the precedent is that elders and deacons, or teaching elders and deacons, ought to be men, that there's a precedent for that in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. But there are many that would disagree with that as well and would use the Bible to demonstrate that the biblical text would allow women to be deacons within the context of the body of Christ. So this is a matter of what's called ecclesiology. Ecclesiology or church government is hotly debated. It's not essential to the historic Christian faith. And so while I might have my opinion, I think that's important for us to rally around the maxim in essentials unity, in non-essentials liberty, and in all things charity. A couple of other things that I want to talk about on today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, because we're combining for the first time. If you just tuned in, not only the Bible Answer Man broadcast, but also Facebook Live. So people are tuning in to us on the Bible Answer Man Facebook page, as well as on YouTube, as well as on Twitter. So there are a lot of ways in which we are now reaching people around the world. This is the maiden voyage. From a technical standpoint, you have a little screen in front of you. And what is that screen telling you?
It's telling me what people are seeing on Facebook. You can't hear me on the radio, though.
I know. I can translate what you're saying. So
okay.
My daughter's telling me that We can't hear her on radio. You can only hear me on radio, but she's, I can hear her. And you're telling me that the screen tells you what?
It's telling me, it has a picture of you, and it's like basically what people are saying.
Oh, okay. So yeah. My daughter, Christina, is looking at a Facebook, I guess, or
Facebook
a screen.
Live.
Huh?
Facebook Live.
Facebook Live. She's looking at a screen, and all of your comments are coming through. And in the future, hopefully tomorrow, I'm going to be looking that at that screen as well and talking about those comments and answering those questions as they come through on Facebook Live. Are there any coming through that I should be looking at?
I'll use my phone.
Oh, okay. So I have Cheryl. What does orthodox mean? Well, that's interesting because orthodox can mean a couple of different things. Orthodox with a small o can mean the very thing that I was talking about earlier, which means in essentials, unity, in non-essentials, liberty, and in all things, charity. So orthodox means fidelity to the essentials of the historic Christian faith. It means that you believe in the deity of Jesus Christ, that you adhere to the doctrine of original sin. Muslims would say that it's not the doctrine of original sin. We ought to have the doctrine of the original slip, about a forgetfulness. So a very, very different idea of the first sin. We ought to have a firm view with respect to the canon of Scripture. It's the infallible repository of redemptive revelation. The Trinity, we talked about that earlier on the broadcast, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as I point out in my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, Islam seeks to tear the very heart out of the Christian faith. Islam says there is no such thing as the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, and therefore there is no such thing as the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And incarnation, well, that's pure mythology. The idea that God came in flesh, or the biblical idea of in the incarnation, Christ being one person with two natures, 100% human, 100% divine. New creations in Christ. Can you imagine to be a new creation in Muhammad? No, that's impossible. But we live as Christians by a power that is in us but not of us. It's the engrafted life of Jesus Christ. In eschatology, well, the big thing in terms of orthodoxy with a small o is that we believe that Jesus will return a second time. And when he does, he will put all things to right. The universe itself will be restored from its bondage to decay. We too ourselves, and not only will all of this take place, but we will forever learn and grow in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we explore God's created handiwork, but more than that, as we explore the Creator himself. And that will be something that we'll have the privilege of doing without error for all eternity. So you have to adhere to the essentials of the historic Christian faith. That's orthodoxy. There's orthodoxy with a big O, and that has to do with orthodoxy as it has come down to us through the centuries. This is the Church of the Seven Ecumenical Councils, for example. It is the church that champions creeds like the Nicene Creed. So orthodoxy is really the first expression of Christianity from a historical standpoint, and continues on in the present. They've never tried to be innovative. They've tried to perpetuate the church experience very much in the same way that the Judeo-Christian tradition teaches us to do that throughout history, using the Bible as well as the historical precedents that we find through teachers, again, that have taught us throughout history. So again, that there's a difference between the small o and the big O. The Orthodox Church, it's one of the expressions of Christianity, is the second largest body of believers worldwide. Angela, To some, he gave the gift of faith, others ministry, teaching, knowledge, healing, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, given to just men. God gives those gifts to people who are created in his image, in the image and likeness of God. We're created in the image of God. We're being conformed to the likeness of God. This is not a function of gender. It is not a function of genealogy, and it is not a function of your station in life. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, slave or free, male or female, a Jew or Greek. If you are in Jesus Christ, you are the seed of Abraham and an heir according to the promise. The seed of Abraham, and he only had one seed, is Jesus Christ. So you are in Christ, and therefore there's no distinction. It's not a matter of gender, genealogy, or your station in life, as you can hear from the music. I don't know if you can hear that on Facebook Live, but the music is telling me that we're coming to the end of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We're counting it down. I want to thank everybody that stands with this ministry shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. Do remember my book, Muslim, available for those who support the ministry. You can check it out on the web at equip.org. Also, for those who join Sarah's monthly support team, be pleased to personalize a copy to you, a family member, or a friend. The book, The Last Christians by Andreas Knopp, also available for those who support the ministry, an incredible resource. I did a podcast with Andreas. You can find that at equip.org. We are out of time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Going to continue for a few moments with Facebook Live, so stay tuned for that.
Thank you for joining us today. Our mission at the Christian Research Institute is to equip Christians to think and to live Christianly. Did you know that the Quran and the Hadith are full of commands to subjugate or kill unbelievers, and that Sharia mandates proactive and perpetual war against Jews and Christians? In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of CRI, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you his new book, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Dr. Eben Alexander's wildly popular near-death experience book, Proof of Heaven, assures us that no matter what we do in this life, only unconditional love and joy await us in the world to come. But our Lord warned that while the gate to hell is wide, the road to it broad, and those who enter through it are many, the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Your generous support lets Hank Hanegraaff and CRI speak out against the lies that lead to hell. In appreciation for your gift today, we'll rush you Hank's book, Afterlife: What You Need to Know About Heaven, the Hereafter, and Near-Death Experiences, filled with answers to your questions about life after death. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org now. Again, that's equip.org. The history of Islam is one of wanton carnage and horrific oppression, and it has been whitewashed beyond recognition by our politically correct elites. According to credible sources, 120 million Africans, 80 million Hindus, 60 million Christians, 10 million Buddhists have been slaughtered in the name of Islam. And that doesn't include the millions of Muslims killed by other Muslims. Islam is the only significant religious system in the history of the human race with a socio-political structure of laws that mandate violence against the infidel. Read Hank Hanegraaff's stunning book, Muslim: What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership when you call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. www.ourfaithfulhope.org.